I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Monday, the 23rd day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it is 28 degrees.
And we still got huge delays in West Valley, 56 West 201 in Bangor. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
Utah hospitals are informally rationing care because of our current COVID-19 spike. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest. Mary?
Amanda, they're finding solutions with new hires and reorganizing their staff and patients, and Utah hospitals have not had to turn anyone away. But some doctors told the Tribune it's pretty much looks like rationing of care to them because they're stretched thin. They thought they'd reached a breaking point earlier in November, though. As of Thursday, Utah's ICUs had an average of 192 coronavirus patients each day. 60-70% of people in the ICU have another injury or illness other than coronavirus. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
AstraZeneca says late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine with Oxford University could be up to 90% effective against the virus. CEO Pascal Soriot calls it a groundbreaking effort.
Importantly, no severe cases were seen and no hospitalization, so it's a very, very attractive vaccine, I must say.
Their trials included two different dosing regimens. The one that was more effective featured a half dose of the vaccine followed by a full dose at least 1 month apart. Many people are planning on smaller gatherings for Thanksgiving this year, and it looks like the price for turkey and all the trimmings is coming down a bit as well. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has more.
Cache Valley Daily reports the cost of the traditional Thanksgiving dinner for 10 has gone down by about $2 from last year. The turkey, stuffing, vegetables, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, and dessert runs about $47 compared to $49 last year. That's from the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. The American Farm Bureau Federation says dinner will likely cost about 4% less. Both groups say there's plenty of turkey available at a national average cost of $1.21 a pound, but if yours is still frozen, might be time to start thawing it in the refrigerator. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
A longtime national security aide to President-elect Joe Biden is expected to become Biden's nominee for Secretary of State. Multiple people familiar with the Biden team's planning tell the Associated Press that Antony Blinken is at the front of his choices to be America's top diplomat. Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor during the Obama administration. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to keep a low profile in Washington.
President Trump has no public events on his schedule. He spent much of the weekend at his golf club in Virginia while also participating in a virtual summit of world leaders. President-elect Joe Biden today will meet virtually with the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will join him in Wilmington, Delaware for this meeting. Biden is expected to announce his first cabinet picks this week, even as President Trump continues to refuse to concede the race. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
KSL Weather with Brett Benson. Just when you thought the weather was going to cooperate for an outdoor Thanksgiving celebration.
The overall weather pattern here as we head through the week will be kind of unsettled. I mean, we'll see a couple small storms roll through, one by Monday afternoon, another one on Thanksgiving. Neither storm is going to bring us much in the form of precipitation. It will keep our temperatures running a few degrees below average for this time of year. Average would be right there in the mid-40s. Both of these storms will drop our temperatures into the low 40s.
Brett says Wednesday is kind of a standout day with temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 40s under mostly sunny skies.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.